All glories to the Assam devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurabani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Vashyatya Deshatarane Trinadabhi Sunichena Tarari Vasahishnuna Amani Namanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama 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 Vikivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We are studying the Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, as given to us by the ISKCON founder Acharya. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He accepted me as his initiated disciple in 1974 and gave me Brahman initiation in Vrindavan directly on September 6, 1975. Tonight we are studying the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, entitled Knowledge of the Absolute. The Absolute is understood in three progressive features. We learn this from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, by the statements of Sutta Goswami, beginning his answers of the questions of the sages of Naimisharanya. The exact verse is Vadanti tat tatva vadas tatvam yajjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdite. The Absolute Truth is one non-dual substance, which is realized in three progressive features. The first feature of the Absolute Truth is the impersonal, all-pervasive spiritual energy emanating from Krishna's body, known as the Brahma Jyoti, or Brahman. The next phase of the Absolute Truth, God localized in the heart of every living being. But this Paramatma feature is also all-pervasive. So Paramatma is localized and all-pervasive. And the ultimate phase of the Absolute Truth is known as Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. And in his ultimate feature, because there are many phases of Bhagavan itself, the ultimate Bhagavan, the full Bhagavan, Purna Bhagavan, is known as Sri Krishna. It is that Sri Krishna who is speaking Bhagavad Gita. This Bhagavad Gita is divided into three sections. The first six, middle six, and last six chapters. The middle six chapters are the most important and are protected. They are protected by the first six and last six chapters. The middle six chapters of Bhagavad Gita deal with the most confidential knowledge, which is known as pure devotional service. In the final verse of chapter 6, Krishna answered Arjuna's question, who is the greatest of all the yogis? And Krishna was very clear, of all yogis, the bhakti yogi is topmost. The bhakti yogi has complete faith in Krishna. That complete faith is proven. Now I'm going to ask Sakshi a question. Last night we studied a verse in Bhagavad Gita. Do you remember? What did we discuss was the proof that somebody loves God? What was the proof? In other words, anyone can say, I love God. How do we verify? According to what we studied last night. Who knows the answer? How do we verify practically that someone is actually lover and servant of God? And what is that practice? That's the answer. Anyone can say, I love God. In America, we have an expression. Talk is cheap. You have to put your words into action. Devotional service is practical actions demonstrating that you love God. And I have another question. There are nine processes, yes? You agree? Which are the most important of those according to Lord Chaitanya? Anybody know? Shravana what? Not smaranam. Chanting. Shravanam. Smaranam comes later. Lord Chaitanya preaches that hearing and chanting are the two most important. You cannot do the other seven unless you do these first two. After all, what does Lord Chaitanya preach? Kirtaniya sada. Not once a day, or once a week, or once on a Sunday. Sada means always. That's the process. Hearing and chanting, always. And hearing and chanting about Krishna. Not about sports. or politics, or economics, hearing and chanting about Krishna. So now we will go to tonight's verse. If you are ready to participate, please chant the Maha Mantra loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, repite. Maya Sakta Manapartha. Yogam Yunjan Madasrayaha. Asangshayam Samagrammam. Yathagyasya Sitach Srinu. Prabhupada lectured on this verse many, many, many times. Nice. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. So, there is this word in the first line. Asakta mana. Repite, por favor. Means the mind has to be attached to Krishna. This is the essence of bhakti yoga. If you go to chapter 12. where Krishna explains the different options. In chapter 12, the chapter opened with Arjuna asking a question. A question that has been asked for millions of years. And is still being asked. Should I worship you in the personal or impersonal form? Krishna clearly says, worship my personal form. And he says, if you don't, if you take to the impersonal way, klesha, suffering, trouble, difficulty. Nobody wants more difficulty in their life. Nobody wants more trouble in their life. Everybody's looking for the easy way out. Yet, when it comes to spiritual life, some people are so unfortunate, they choose the difficult one instead of the easy one. I'm lucky. I'm lazy. I always choose the easy way. That's one reason why I joined this movement. Because I don't like yoga. Too much work. But I like chanting and and dancing. And especially eating prasad. That's my religion. That's why I joined. As you can see. So after explaining that the personal path is the best, Krishna does what I call the option program. Krishna says, the best thing, just think of me. Same thing he's saying here. Your mind, mayi asakta mana. Be attached to me. The second option he gave in chapter 12. Okay, if you can't always think of me, then begin the practice of sadhana bhakti. Gradually, you'll always think of me. Then he says, if you can't do that, then you give charity, pursue knowledge, become detached. He gives, I think, five options. But here and in the 12th chapter, the best thing, just become attached to Krishna. Prabhupada has given us so many ways to become attached to Krishna. He has given us 16 rondas. He has given us deity worship. He has given us Sankirtan. He has given us Harinam, book distribution. He has given us festivals, Ratayatra. He's given us so many things to become attached to Krishna. He has given us so many books. And he has written them so nicely that if you simply read them, you will become attached to Krishna. Especially Krishna book. If you read that Krishna book, You must become attached to Krishna. A couple of years ago, somebody was here. I don't see him anymore. And I was shocked. He said, I read Krishna book, but I don't love Krishna. I like Prabhupada, but I don't like Krishna. I went, what? How can that be? That's the first time I've ever heard that. I'm happy that he loves Prabhupada. But how could you not like Krishna? I was bewildered. Sometimes people ask this question. Prabhu, at the time of death, should I think of Prabhupada or Krishna? My answer is, if you think of Prabhupada, you'll automatically think of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. If you think of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, you'll have to think of Prabhupada because they're all connected. We don't learn these things in a vacuum. They're all intertwined. Just like you are disciples of my God brothers. So naturally you're going to think of your guru at the time of death. But even your guru is not in a vacuum. You're also going to think of Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, and Krishna. It's only natural. So, the chief way we become attached to Krishna and Prabhupada mentioned it in the purport. Hearing. Like this class. Coming to the class, you'll become attached to Krishna. When you read these books on your own, you're becoming attached to Krishna. This is true even in the material world. And it's even there in the second and third chapters. The process of attachment. You see something, you become attached. Once you're attached, lust. So the advertisers, they also know this. So they make their advertisements and commercials very attractive. So that you become attached. They always have some beautiful or naked woman. No matter what they're selling. Even if it's toothpaste. Even if whatever it is. They have some beautiful, nice woman. You are. You want this. It's psychological. And we're like this. Ah, yes. I want that. So, how do the politicians get elected? They get people to write about them. And their leelas. And by constantly hearing and hearing, they get the people's vote. So that's why Vyasadeva has given us Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Because by reading, you should become attached to Krishna. And becoming attached to Krishna is natural. That's my next question. scientifically, how is it that becoming attached to Krishna is natural? Who can answer? What's the scientific answer? You have an answer? Now you're my student. You have learned your lessons well. That love and attachment for Krishna is already there. But what's the problem? Good. Which means what? That. Okay, go ahead. So what happened to that natural love of Krishna? What happened? Ah! Nice! Good. This is my Shiksha disciple. Very good. Yes, it's covered. And, Cubierto. So, in the second chapter. Very good. In the third chapter, this dormant love of Krishna has been changed to what? Once we become conditioned, what does it transform into? What does it turn into? What does he say? Yes! Exact answer. There's no other answer. Perfecto. That dormant attraction and love for Krishna transforms into lust. Very good. And Prabhupada mentions to get back to the original state is a little hard. That's why it's hard to chant in the morning, especially after a big feast. Yes, we're struggling. So we have to push ourselves. Just like right now, it may be hard for you to sit for a long time and listen to some gringo. I understand. I appreciate. Because to become Krishna conscious, you have to become determined. It's hard work. I used to, about 7 years, I had a regular carmi job. So my Jewish boss eventually found out that I was a Hare Krishna devotee. So he once criticized. Oh, you people, all you do is chant and you don't think about anything. And I said right to his face, you don't know what you're talking about. You wouldn't last one day in the temple. We have to use our brains so much. Anyone who's gone on book distribution, you don't go like this. Take the book. You're thinking so much. How can I convince this rascal to take the book? And when you're doing any activity of devotional service, you have to use your mind and intelligence. Such a stupid boss. See. All right. Prabhupada elsewhere makes a point. You cannot become attached to something. Or you cannot think of something unless there's some love. Now, Narada points out that in the case of Kamsa, he had great attachment for Krishna, but no love. But still, he was always thinking of Krishna. He was consumed with Krishna. But he's not a devotee. Because it was out of fear. Not out of love. Still, he was, you can say, Krishna conscious. That's why in Nectar of Devotion, it is called unfavorable Krishna consciousness. Because pure devotional service is favorable to Krishna, not necessarily favorable to me. For instance, how many fasted for Janmashtami? So by 2-3 o'clock, what were you thinking? Oh my God. 3 o'clock? And by 8 o'clock, right? No, you're advanced. You're advanced. That means you were absorbed in service. Yes, absorbed in service. This is the secret of success. You were doing all kinds of deity seva. Yes. So you transcended. That is the secret. So, when Arjuna is addressed as Partha, Krishna is glorifying him because of his mother, who was a great devotee of Krishna. Krishna's aunt Kunti. Now, there's this word in this verse, yogam. Self-realization. In the beginning, we talked about the three features of the Absolute Truth. So, for each of those, you can say someone is self-realized. If someone realizes that they're spirit soul, they are self-realized. First level. If someone practices yoga for 60,000 years, they can perceive super soul. Therefore, they can also be called self-realized. And if one becomes pure devotee of Krishna and understands his or her eternal relationship of service to Krishna, that is full self-realization. And that's where you're going. You are on that path. You're not bothering with Brahman or Paramatma. You are going directly for realization of Bhagavan. To engage in eternal service to Krishna. That service is already there. It just has to be discovered. And for me, this is the impetus. This is the reason why I chant. Because I want to know What is my natural service to Krishna? I want it to be. I want to follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni. Or Jaipataka Maharaj. Traveling all over the world. Preaching. Singing. Rock and roll. Oh. Shh. And I have to preach in the hellish planets. But that's what I want to do. Years ago, I used to think, oh, I want to be a gopi and dance with rasa dance. But now I realize, nah, I'm not that good. So I can aspire to become like Jaipataka Maharaj or Narada Muni. Travel and preach. And my prayer? I have only one prayer. My dear Lord Krishna, when I'm taking birth from the womb of my next mother, let my first words be Hare Krishna. So that the nurses... Actually, I want to come out like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Next word, Yunjan. Practicing. This is important. Because what we're doing now is called apprenticeship. Student. Practice. The real service is in the spiritual world. Just like any athlete. Athlete. What's the word? Atleta. They practice day after day after day. My grandson. He is in college. Since he was a little boy. Every day. Swimming. Now he swims 3 hours in the morning. 3 hours in the afternoon. Almost 365 days a year. 65 a year, every day. That is his water sadhana. All the athletes are like that. You may have heard there's this famous basketball player. Kobe Bryant. He spends hours every day bouncing a ball, shooting the ball, one after the other, for hours. Mudha. We are also doing practice. We are also, it's called in sports, it's called repetition. That's how they become masters. Repeat the same thing a million times, every day. Like my grandson. One end of the pool to the other. Miles. Swimming miles. I can't even do one lap. So, this is our repetitions. This is our practice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. One after the other, repeat, repeat, repeat. We are spiritual athletes, transcendental Olympians. Yes, we should be humbly proud. Because we are doing the topmost practice. Yunjan. Then the next word. Mat asraya. In consciousness of me. So this is what is known as Krishna consciousness. Just being conscious of Krishna. Then the next word, asangshayam. Without a sin duda. Gracias. No doubt. If you, what? In Krishna consciousness, sin duda, without doubt. In other words, if you, because, okay, asangshayam samagram mam. Krishna says, if you always think of me, then you will know me. That's the word gyasyasi. You can know. It's possible to know. Mom or me, right? Sin duda. Just like some people, Sakshi knows many of these people. I have also met many of these people. They believe in Krishna, but they also have some doubts. Like Karna, Dhritarashtra, and so many millions of Hindus. They're not quite sure. Is Krishna God? But then again, he acts like this. Nah, he can't be God. Karna was also confused when Krishna approached him and said, now you come and become the head of the Pandavas. Because right before that, Kunti went to Karna and explained the truth. You are my son. And the sun god also confirmed at that time. This is true. And Kunti also asked. But Karna said no. And he was mad at Kunti. Then right after that, Krishna took Karna onto his chariot. Krishna told Karna, join the Pandavas. Since you are their elder, they will follow you. You'll be the leader. And then Krishna said, in time, after some time, Draupadi will approach you like a wife approaches a husband. Right there, I'm, yes, Krishna. Definitely. If I was Karna, I would have said yes right there. Where do I sign the papers? I'll be in charge of the Pandavas. The Yadus and the Vrishnis will be on my side. And I'll be the husband of Draupadi. Number six. Still, I'm not going to turn that down. But Karna thought he was more pious. He could not surrender to Krishna. He thought he was more religious than Krishna. He said to Krishna, "No, my duty is to serve Duryodhana." But that's not what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya. Give up all varieties of religion. That was Karna's mistake. He thought that being faithful to Karna was more religious. More pious, more religious. Then, after they left, Karna was thinking, "This Krishna, I just don't know. Certainly, he is somebody special. But why does he act this way? But if you practice Krishna consciousness, sin duda, no doubts about Krishna." Last night, what did Krishna say about the person who knows him to be God without doubt? What does Krishna say? What did Krishna say about that person? Without doubting, what is it? What did he say? Krishna says, if someone knows me as God, without doubting, he is the knower of everything. Now she remembers. That was the first verse I ever memorized. He's the knower of everything. So here Krishna is saying, you can know me without doubt. Therefore, touch Srinu. Repeat it. Try to hear. That is the everything. We try our best to chant. We try our best to read. We try our best to play drums for Krishna. We try our best to do everything. And Prabhupada mentioned, it begins with hearing. Therefore, the class and the japa, muy mucho, muy importante. Just try, that's all. As long as you try, then you can defeat Maya. You stop trying, she slaps you. You want Maya to slap you? Then fight back. Try to hear and chant about Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Preguntas? Up.
No, no, no. El señor Krishna.
Lord Krishna.
En el texto 68, el capítulo 18.
In the text 68 of the chapters 18.
Jayadam Paramanguya.
Jayadam Paramanguya.
Dice aquel que les explica a los devotos este secreto supremo.
Those who explain this.
The secret to the devotees.
Tiene garantizado el servicio devocional.
See, they come to me.
You are teaching us the supreme secret.
You are very kind and merciful, but Prabhupada dice to me, Papa Yonaya, born of sinful womb. Your Gurudev, he is real devotee. Yo, actor. That's why I have to take another birth.
Very good actor.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to come out of my next womb, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Other questions? Yes, Maharaj.
I have a question that sometimes Prabhupada says that the main process is kirtan, and sometimes say that it's ravan.
They go together. But see, you can't kirtan unless you first hear. So the beginning is to hear. But the most important, well, here today he said the most important is hearing. But Lord Chaitanya lumps them together. He says, hearing and chanting is the basic network or the whole foundation of bhakti yoga. Everything comes from hearing and chanting. Yesterday, a friend of ours, he asked me, I want to go to the higher devotional service. I told him, just engage in hearing and chanting. That's what I do. From that, everything will automatically come. You do nice hearing and chanting, everything will automatically take place. What else? All right. Vanchaka patarubhyascha kripa sindubhyaye vacha dijanang bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.